Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It doesn't compute. Like, what? For some of you, when I tell you this story, you're going to be like, wait, what? Who does that?
Right.
But, hey, if you have a good story, 818-2899.
Okay, what that story is in a second. You are on 98.9 The Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on this kind of a sleepy Monday because of the time change.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Blame everything on the time change, whatever you screw up today. Okay, so here's the question. The older you get, the more or less likely you are to hold a grudge. Okay, 818-2899, because I was talking to a guy, a listener, Buzz listener, part of the Buzz fam, and he was telling me that within his story, he made a flippant remark saying that he hasn't talked to his mom in a decade.
Oh.
And I go, for whatever reason, he didn't go into that. He just kind of mentioned it. Yeah, and I haven't talked to my mom in a decade. And then he proceeded with this. And now, stop your story.
What?
You haven't talked to your mother in a decade? What is wrong with you? What could be so bad? And I started to say,
oh, no, you did not.
I don't know.
Oh, God. You have this knack for getting into people's, like, I can feel it. You're like, oh, so how long have you been married?
Well, he died last year.
Always do that.
As a mother, I want to know, what the heck could a mom possibly do for you not to talk to her? You're a grown adult. I told him, I go, listen, as a mom, that would tear my heart apart. What did she do so bad? He never ended up telling me. But I was like, what did she do? You, at your age, he's my age, maybe even younger.
40s.
Just let it go. At our age, like when you're young, I get it. Hold a grudge. You're immature. You're not thinking about people dying because you're young. You think you're invincible. And now that we get older and we start to know people who are passing, let's get over our silly grudges.
You know.
Right?
You know, I know you're talking from the My Little Pony rainbows in the world, but there
which
are...
Which is how we all should live.
No, there are a lot of reasons why people don't talk to
your
close relatives and parents.
Mom.
And they should not be gotten into on a fun morning radio show because obviously they're all very dark. I mean, just because someone is getting up there in age and you should drop, you know, something that they did against you.
Well, but your mother, I'm not talking about your cousin. I'm not talking about your aunt or uncle. I'm talking about your mom.
I can't fathom it. But I know a couple of people who just haven't talked to their parents because bad things happen and they can't go there and they won't go there anymore.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you a small number of excuses. If mom,
conversely, you're such a jerk and your mom is the nicest person in the world, then why are you even talking to this guy? Right? Either he's like the biggest D on planet Earth.
No, because he's so nice.
And his mom is the nicest person in the world. So, you know.
Well, I don't know. I just couldn't let it go. I was like, and he was trying to finish his story. I'm like, no, wait a minute. Let's go back to your mother. Have we talked to her? Like, have you tried to work it out?
And then so treading
and then
it was
on weird. The worst. He just kind of ended the conversation.
The floor is lava. Don't tread on it. Leave that stuff alone.
Do you have a story where, to this day, no. Because I feel like the... Well, not... What?
Because none of them are going to be good. It's not going to be for a petty reason. They're going to be horrible. I don't want to hear horrible. I can only go there. My brain goes to you're a bad person or they're a real horrible person even though they're your parent. That's it. This is the most black and white binary thing I could ever come across in my life. Don't you agree?
I don't know. I guess there are some bad stories, but then there are some, if you really think about it and you say it out loud, I think we're going to help people. Because if you say it out loud, like in your mind, you play the story in your mind and it makes sense. The minute you say it out loud to somebody else, mm-hmm. a stranger mm-hmm. who doesn't know the situation at all, I think you will discover it's silly.
Okay.
Why you're upset. Right. And then I think you're going to call your mother immediately.
And ooh, then yeah. all of a sudden, and we're going to crack you open.
Single-handedly, Scotty and I yeah. will help bring families together.
Oh, sure. Ten years of not speaking to your moms because of this break. 818-2899. I see calls. I'm scared.
See? I'm looking at all the calls.
Yeah, Buzz, what do you think?
There is no way impossible. You or anybody else or any professionals or anybody else that thinks they could convince me otherwise, mm-hmm. I would ever speak to my father.
There you go. And the reason being is not petty, I'm sure. I'm sure it's tragic and horrible.
No. It's nasty. He was a nasty, nasty person that should have never had children.
Yeah.
Okay, so now notice I said mother. I didn't say father.
Oh, okay.
Because there are some terrible fathers out there. So I understand. Oh, yeah. Mothers, though, mothers are
different.
There's
some terrible mothers out there.
No, I was worked on an ambulance, and mothers can be just as bad, if not worse, than fathers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, excellent. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, yep.
That is unfortunate.
Okay, but there are some trivial things.
Like this next one?
Okay. Well,
hi, the Buzz. See. Good morning.
All right, this might be a bad idea.
Hi, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to tell my story because I was listening and I was like, all right, like, I feel like some people need to know that these sort of things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
I'm not going to say that my mom is a horrible person.
Okay.
She's not.
All right.
I think she's just honestly a very sick individual.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a very abusive household.
Oh, well, that's the exception. Okay,
no, it's the only reason people don't talk to their parents.
There's a lot of exceptions like that. And yeah. I have tried to work it out. You know, I spent my childhood locked in my room for most of my childhood.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then as a teenager, she let me live out on the street.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a bad mom, Sandy. Who knew?
Okay. All right.
I've been trying to tell Sandy this whole time.
But there are, oh, my gosh.
There aren't exceptions like that.
Yeah, and yeah. I've tried to work it out with her. I've tried to talk to her about it. I've tried to say, you know what, as long as you're different now, but she's never changed. And right.
No, I don't think I would. I wouldn't forgive her.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
You know,
I wouldn't talk to her either.
And it's sad because when you have that scenario, I mean, it affects your entire life. And it affects the way
you
talk to other people. It affects your trust issues. It just does a whole lot of mess.
How are you doing today? Living with that how are you doing? Are you okay?
I am fantastic. I have a son now. And that's part of the reason why I feel it's actually more important not to have her around because I don't want her to...
Right. And as parents, we become what we didn't like when we were kids.
Yeah, but no.
Right? I mean, we become the opposite of what we didn't like
when
we were kids.
Sure. No, we try to become the opposite.
Right.
But you know how sometimes they say, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I'm becoming my father. Like the parts of my dad that were so strict... I always hated, of course, when I was a kid, but now I'm like, oh my God, I'm becoming like my father. Is it a fear of yours that all of a sudden it would just creep up?
Some of that, yeah.
Because she was very negligent, and I do deal with anxiety and depression and things like that, which I feel like is a given.
Yeah, well, like a lot of us, sure.
I work on every day to make sure that I don't allow that to affect my
child.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh, well, you're a good mom.
Well, we're giving you air hugs right now and sending lots of love your way. Air hugs. Can you feel it?
Can you feel that? I do. I feel it. You feel the pressure in your car? I just turned your seat warmer on and you didn't even realize it, and it just feels like it.
Yeah.
I love you. Okay, first name. What's your first name?
It's Trish.
Okay, Trish. Thanks, bro.
Don't just listen at home or in the car. We sound great at work, too. The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy. On 98.9, The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.